spider. Yeah, spider web, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cobweb spider nest?
Yeah. Any of that? Same thing, yeah.
Which ones have you heard?
We have both.
Mm-hmm. And when you're pulling up a stump and you have to dig it out, you dig it, okay, when you're pulling up a stump and you have to dig around and you cut the what?
Taproot.
Huh?
The taproot. Uh-huh. The middle taproot. All trees don't have taproots, but they would have taproots roots straight down into the ground to the rock.
What would you use the roots for sometimes? Did you ever sell them, or anybody ever use any of the roots for anything?
No, not that I know of.
What about the kind of tree that you would tap for syrup? What would you call that?
Which?
Kind of tree you tap for syrup? The tree that you use to tap for syrup?
No. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You have any sugar maple, sugar trees, hard maple, or rock maple trees around here?
We have a lot of hard maple trees, yeah. We don't have no sugar maple, I don't really know.
What do you use the hard maple for?
Mostly use it for wood.
Mm-hmm. Would you get any syrup out of it?
No.
Okay. A kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time, with a bark that peels, with little knobs or balls, and with tough wood used for chopping. What would you call that? What kind of wood?
The goody out of Hickory Nation puts it on that cake, you know.
How do they get?
Huh?
I just want to ask them. How do they get the hickory nuts?
They fall flat on the ground. Hickory nuts done falling down there now.
Did anybody ever go up to the tree?
Yeah, right there they are. You can see them.
Right there.
Uh-huh. They eat that tallest tree now. The one just below it there. See that sun?
Oh, I see.
See them two trees grew up pretty close together down there?
Yeah, where is that in relationship to the barn?
Yeah, that's the one's big hickory is falling off of the fence. One of them two close together down there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I see them. They're on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just ask you a couple of questions here, okay?
Yeah.
If you want a bouquet, I'm going to go over and skip over here because I skipped this one question. Figure I'll put it in. It's question number 101.3, okay? I just want to ask you, when a little boy has done something naughty to a girl and saw him do it, the little boy might say, now you don't go tell your mother and, you know, if one little boy did something wrong, and this other little boy saw, and you saw one little boy turns around and says, now you don't go tell your mother and, or you don't go to your mother and.
Tell her.
Uh-huh. If two people have a secret and you don't want anyone to know, you would say to them, you won't blank on me.
Yeah, they won't tell on me, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's a child's, children's nickname for one who goes around and tells? What's a person who goes around and always tells them?